Wait, what Christmas was that? Hold on, stop.
Hi, welcome to the Forbidden Cities, a Keeper of the Lost Cities podcast. A podcast where Cindy and I talk about Keeper of the Lost Cities books, theories, characters, ships, and more.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is the Forbidden Cities podcast, a Keeper of the Lost Cities podcast. And I'm Sydney.
I'm JC.
And yeah, welcome to our podcast. So we're going to start by telling you a little bit about ourselves and what we're going to be doing on this podcast and where we got our name
from. And when we read Keeper of the Lost Cities.
Yes, a little background. So we're calling this episode 0.5 for obvious reasons. So, JC.
Yes.
Actually, I should talk first.
Okay.
Okay.
Sydney,
yes.
When did you read Keeper of the Lost Cities?
So, I started reading Keeper of the Lost Cities in, what did we say when we looked it up?
2016?
Yeah. So, when I was 12, we're now both 16, mm-hmm. nearly 17, kind yes. of. Okay. So, here's the story. Do you know the story?
I think I know part of the story.
Okay. So, I was at the library. I was 12, and we used to go to the library after school, after our co-op. We're both homeschooled. Another fun fact. Yes. Every week. And I was just having a horrible time finding books I wanted to read. Mm-hmm. And Exile had been on the shelf for months, and I had seen it. And I was like, an Alicorn? I'm not sure if I want to read it. And even if I thought about reading it, it was just Exile. I couldn't find the first book. Anyway, that week, I noticed there was Keeper of the Lost Cities book 1, but I was like, do I really want to read that? And my mom finally got fed up with me complaining that I didn't have anything good to read, and so she went and found the book and said, you're checking this out. She had no idea what it was, but she was just tired of me complaining.
She had no idea what she had just signed up
no,
for.
No idea. And so I read it, was obsessed. Sped through the first book and the second book, Exile. And then for Christmas that year, I asked for Everblaze because I thought that Everblaze was the one that hadn't come out yet. Mm-hmm. My parents got me Neverseen, and then I got a Books a Million gift card, and I went Christmas Day and got Everblaze because I was so excited. Sped through it, read Neverseen, was very upset and threw the book at the wall, and then basically I moved, and JC and I needed something to talk about. And I was like, here, JC, read this book. So,
and I did the same thing she did. I was like, I don't know. Because she had told me about some other books, too. So I was like, I guess I'll read these first. I kind of looked at the cover like she did and was like, I don't know. I guess I'll get to it whenever I finish these. And then I actually started it. And I was like,
she finished it so fast.
Yeah, I did the first 4 books in like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to wait only 9 months on Lodestar. So I started reading it in like, what, March maybe.
Uh-huh. And before that I was like privately obsessed, but not super extremely obsessed. And then JC read it and I had just moved, had no friends, and we were like talking about it every day.
Constantly. We would text as the characters, and she's very good at impersonating Keef. It was like she would just switch to Keef sort of, and she would start texting me like she was Keef and I would still be me. It was very fun.
Mm-hmm. Or you would be like Tam.
I was really good at Tam.
Well, that was before Ro came in.
I was Ro later.
Later.
We still do it.
Yeah. So that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Our favorite characters. JC, you want to talk first?
Yes. My favorite is Aurelie. Now, I just figured out it's not pronounced Aurelie. It's Aurelie, so I'm trying to say it right. I don't know why, but I just
don't have that strength.
But I think it's partly because my parents would hear me talking about her so much, and they would be like, oh, you're still talking about Aurelie. And I'm like, it's not Aurelie. It's
Aurelie.
It's Aurelie. And so now I'm pronouncing it Aurelie, and it throws them off, and it's really funny. But, yes, she's my favorite. I don't know why I picked her as my favorite originally. Like, I read book 1, and I told Cindy, was like, who's your favorite? And I was like, oh, I really like Aurelie. She was like, who? Like, she knew who she was, but she was like, what about Keef?
Uh-huh.
Keef is great.
Yes! So, just so you know, you can already tell my favorite character, probably, from what JC said.
And because you're good at impersonating him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keith. You'll learn why I love him.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, I love him so much.
And Ro. I love Ro. I think, so I have a problem putting my characters, like, ranked in order, because I love them all. But Orly's definitely my favorite, but then after that, it becomes kind of fuzzy. So it's like a blend between Kenrick, Ro, and Keith, and I like Ro because she's so, like, loud about Foster Keith. Mm-hmm. It's just hysterical.
You'll hear us talk about Ro is the voice of the Soki fandom.
Really, yes. And then Dex, I didn't, like, in the first few books, I was like, he's fine. But in the latest one, I was like, oh, my poor baby.
Dex.
So, yes, he's in, like, my top few characters now.
He went downhill and had, like, a angsty teenage phase, mm-hmm. but now he's precious.
Mm-hmm. And then also, this is random. I like random characters. I love Fallon Vacher. He's so funny.
And it actually makes me happy that you love Fallon Vacher, because I do too. Like, I'm not obsessed with him, but he's...
Yeah,
he's just hilarious. Solid side character. I need to see more Fallon.
We need him to come in again. Because they were talking about him in 8.5.
Yeah. I like everyone somewhat equally, besides Keith. But definitely I like Ro. Mm-hmm. I like Aurelie and Kenrick probably just because of JC.
Probably just because I constantly send her these hilarious, not hilarious, but like either hilarious things or adorable things about them. And so I've pulled her over to my side.
Yeah. I like Tam. I like Fianna. I like Dex. I don't like Fitz, but sorry. Mm. Sorry. I mean,
she has more faith in them than I do, I think.
Yeah, I have more faith in Fitz than JC does.
We'll talk about this in the...
Yeah, in the next one.
In an episode at some point. I think it would need to be its own episode. But she made this really, really good prediction about Fitz and...
Yeah, if you want to follow me on the wiki, I'm Black Swan SRM. Yeah, the Keeper Wiki.
That. She has really good views. It's like a creepily... If you go back to one of her first posts, it's like, what if Aurelie is Sophie's mom? Mm-hmm. I know I pronounced it different that time. But it's very accurate. But she has a lot of faith in Fitz, even though she's very hardcore Keith Foster.
Yeah. I don't hate Fitz. I just strongly dislike him. See? But it's okay. I try to be unbiased with my theories and think like Shannon would. Yeah.
She's better than me like that. I'm like, okay, Fitz and Lena, if I had the control, you guys would not be in the book. No, see... I think they're good.
Not Gafila, not Brand, just Fitz and Alina.
And Fenton. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I think it's good, at least Fitz and Alina, like, they're fine in the book because it gives the other characters something to worry about and be annoyed with. Even Alina, like, I don't know, sometimes she's not, she's annoying, like, she drives me crazy, but because she's annoying, I get to see, like, more of the other characters being annoyed with her, which satisfies me.
Yes.
But Fenton...
Okay, so here are some of our ideas, and so here's what you can expect for the next few episodes. Our first episode, which is you're about to find, is going to be on Unlocked. We have our papers right here.
A very long outline of it.
Mm-hmm. Of everything we're going to talk about Unlocked. We got it early, so.
We did.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And then, so that's going to be our first episode. And then we're going to try to meet every now and then and do another one. What are some of our ideas, JC?
Well, I know one was talking about, at least at some point, talking about your theory and the accuracy of that. Like, working through each part.
Yeah.
Because I reread it, like, last week, and I was like, Sydney? How did you...
Thank you.
Some of the things were, like... almost verbatim, like, the things that people said, and I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. One of our ideas is, well, first of all, we definitely want to go through the books again and talk about each book. That's going to be fun until the next book comes out. So that's one of our ideas. And then also, we had the idea to do an alignment chart and try to put the Keeper characters in, like, chaotic good, chaotic evil. What are they? Neutral?
Neutral evil?
Lawful. Lawful, yeah. That's all it. Of that. Lawful good, lawful evil. Lawful neutral? neutral, neutral? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. We'll we'll get more research done on that.
Yes, definitely.
And then I think that this should be in its own episode discussing the ships. Yes. All of the ships.
Yes.
All of them.
That's going to be fun.
You Alina and Alden fans, you guys got problems. And if there's any Bronton or Ellie fans out there, I'm very disappointed in you. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm so disappointed.
Interesting.
One of my sisters said that she shipped Bront and Orly, and I just stared at her for really long.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm very disappointed in her. But she used to be a Dex and Sophie person, so
we're not surprised. So, another one we're going to talk about is I met Shannon. It was very brief, but I got to sit in the front row next to her at one of our bookstores. It was a small gathering, and so I could talk about a little bit about, like, how she seemed. It's not like I talked to her much, but she was very nice. You know, I can tell you all about the events.
Cindy got her to, like, sign a thing with my name, like, to JC from Shannon Messenger.
I forgot about that.
I
love
it.
Good job, me. I also got a Polaroid with her and a bunch of pictures.
That's cool.
Polaroid hangs on my room with my friends. Like, I have one with each of my friends.
And then one with Shannon.
Yeah, and then one with Shannon. Just in the middle.
Yeah. Like, she's my best friend, everyone.
So that's some of what we can talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. Do we need to talk about other things?
Oh, yeah. The reason why we named, or the podcast name.
Yes.
Okay. So it's pretty easy. It took us a while to come up with, which is kind of sad, because it's so easy. But we're called the Forbidden Cities because we are humans, and so we are in the Forbidden Cities.
Contrary to what you may think, we are human.
It's kind of like the Forbidden... I can't talk sometimes, okay? The Forbidden Cities perspective on the Lost Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Sophie.
Mm-hmm. So, I hope you enjoy. Anything else we need to say?
I have no idea.
We're both 16. Both homeschooled.
Yes. Both just a little insane.
We're both amazing people. Just so good.
And just, really humble.
Yeah, so humble. Just so humble. So smart, too. So pretty.
I think I should stop this, but hopefully after this you'll want to listen to our Unlocked episode, so enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Forbidden Cities podcast. Leave us a review and tell a friend about the podcast if you liked us. Email us with comments and episode suggestions at theforbiddencitiespodcast@gmail.com. And to follow us on Instagram, just search @Forbidden Cities Podcast.